Blog Talk Radio.
Weekly radio show to empower you and all your dreams. Hey, Nancy G, just noticed you got a hot mic. How you doing there, girl?
Good, good. I hope we get a good connection because I had a hard time staying online on the phone line anyway.
I reboot my little computer here for the studio. Excuse me. Carol Ann Parisi, and it's time to awaken to empowerment, awaken to love and entrepreneurship, awaken to health, wellness, what is your inspiration today? What inspired you today?
I'm inspired because I got through my weekend.
You
I was telling you what a dynamic situation I had to deal with besides heat, boredom, and people's egotistical personality.
Oh, were you working with politicians per chance?
Oh, she might as well have been.
Oh, boy. Well, today we are going to talk a little bit about the power of intention. And within that is visualization. It's a cool little quote here. Every beauty which is seen here below by persons of perception resembles more than anything else that celestial source from which we all come. That's Michelangelo. So that's
we were just talking about him.
Who?
Michelangelo.
We were talking about him just...
Yeah, I remember we were talking about the Sistine Chapel.
Well, that was a couple days ago, though, wasn't it?
No,
that was
the other day.
Okay, yeah, it was a couple days ago.
When I found that lovely book on his whole history of how he had a vision, and then he translated his vision on into this obviously now infamous, work of art.
Well, Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci were two really interesting people, and they had obviously a huge capacity to visualize. What wasn't? Where they saw something that wasn't there and then created and co-created. I mean, you want to talk about the power of, visualization, have you been doing your gratitude in the morning?
Yes, I have a mind tickler that reminds me to do it. If I don't do it, first you get up, you're kind of groggy. So I, obviously most people go to the bathroom first thing they get up. So when I'm walking there, I usually take my phone to see what transpired over the evening. And when I see my little inner daily self-inspiration quote of the day, it reminds me first I need to be grateful, and then I'm able to do that. So it's a real good little, alarm of sorts.
Yeah, it's a very good thing. Been doing it, and I just do it every morning. And even it doesn't have to be like a long, drawn-out thing. It's just thanks for this, that, and the other thing. So how are we, what are we going to do here? Let's talk about five ideas for implementing intention. Because intention is the beginning of visualization. Because you have to set an intention before you can visualize anything. So here's something, and I'm getting this Dr. Wayne Dyer's book, and I love it. It's a Hay House publication. It's a beautiful book, How to Co-Create Your World Your Way. It says, whenever you feel out of sorts, lost, or even in a sour mood, visualize a trolley strap hanging down from the field of intention 3 or 4 feet above your head. Imagine floating up and down the trolley to carry you to help build your intention. So this is a thing that helps build surrender in your life, where it's like, you know what, I can't do this on my own right now, but I got a strap here, and this strap is carrying me along. Isn't that kind of cool? I mean, it totally helps with...
Yeah, because one of my daily inspirations was all about surrendering to become comfortable with not knowing what's going to be next. And that is really... an intense lesson for me, next to patience, to, let go and just let things unfold, because when you try to orchestrate, you have a finite idea of how you're going to orchestrate it, but the world has endless possibilities to bring you what you desire.
But I will tell you something, the best person of really just letting go and letting God, and I mean just surrender.
God as you understand it, that's what they say in all those 12-step programs.
I don't want to dilute God, because the omnipotent power of the Creator you know, God as you understand it. Well, I don't look at God as being a frog, okay? I mean, this is the God.
It's not
is
a frog,
just
as you choose to have the capacity to understand. But anyway,
we won't have a conversation. But anyway, you know this person, not as well as I do, but Kim. She's going through some stuff with the business, and she's like, you know what? God is calling me to trust in him, and he knows best. And the stuff that's going on in their universe right now is pretty stunning. So it's really, and she, you know what? They always get through it. They always get through it. So there's a really, you know, just a little thing of letting go, letting God, you know, the trolley car, I believe, is the trolley strap is God going, all right, just hold on to me for a minute, surrender, which is a good thing. So, you know, it's a good thing. It's a very good thing.
Yeah.
Now,
I have learned. I'm still learning. But yes,
well, here's another suggestion for intent. Say the word intent or intention repeatedly when you're in a state of anxiety or when everything around you seems conspired to keep you from your mission. This is a reminder to be peaceful and calm. Intention is spirit, and spirit is silently blissful. So kind of cool. So I guess
what would that look like? So if you're in the middle of a crisis, which I've been in the middle of lots of crises, and I'm so grateful that I'm not at the moment, you're supposed to be like your self-talk. My intention is to do the best I can. My intention is to be able to let things flow. I mean, what would that verbiage sound like?
Well, when you just say intent or intention, and when you're
just say the word.
Say the word. It'll just, you know what? It'll distract you from your anxiety. And you don't have to say, my intention is this, because that's putting boundaries on yourself.
Right.
So by just saying,
I like that.
Intention, it might bring you back to your focus and what your intention really is, and then put things in its proper perspective. Because generally, when we're anxiety and panic ridden, it's because of, you know, little minutia distractions from our bigger picture. So here's number three. Tell yourself that you have a life mission and a silent partner who's accessible at any moment you choose. When ego defines you by what you have or do or compares you to others, use your power of free will to terminate those thoughts. Say to yourself, I am here on purpose. I can accomplish anything I desire, and I do it by being in harmony with the all-pervading creative force in the universe. This will become an automatic way of responding to life. Synchronistic results will begin to happen. So true. Synchronicity is the key.
Love it. Love it. It is cool. It's so awesome, and I could use more of that.
I've seen it. I have seen it over the past year with all the stuff you had to deal with.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you've just gone from thing to thing to thing, and, man, a scrapper and a survivor, and what a great story and a great book you have. I mean, it's going to be amazing. If anybody knew what I knew, and, you know.
I started the book already. I started making rough notes about my book. That's what I do. You know, I don't watch idle television. I watch some movies for entertainment, but when I have quiet time in the morning, I make lots of notes about particular incidences and things that transpired and what the outcome of it is.
Oh, very cool. See, and that's part of our visualization, but I haven't gotten to the actual part yet because we've got a few more intention pieces here. And here is number four. Act as if. Anything you desire is already here. Believe that all you seek, you've already received. That it exists in spirit, and you know you shall have your desires filled. One of my 10 secrets for success and inner peace is to treat yourself as if you already are what you like to become. See, I mean, there's a huge, I mean, I know there's that thing, you know, fake it till you make it, but it's like, you know, I'll tell you something. Before I even started doing anything with the whole politically thing, and speaking in front of groups of people, I was doing that in my mind, and it was a different thing. I mean, we were doing, what I was doing is I was speaking to groups of women about Viva La Diva Cosmetics in my mind. So, but I was still speaking and encouraging people to take action to do something for a cause or a purpose or a business, you know. So that's just kind of an interesting thing. So I guess that, I guess there's a thing. You know, here's a Hasidic saying, and it's a reminder of the power of intention and how it could work for you every day in every way. Because I think today, is today the Jewish New Year?
Rosh Hashanah, Jewish New Year. I heard
what?
Rosh Hashanah.
Yom Kippur? What's Yom Kippur?
Yeah.
Today's the Day of Atonement.
Two of my non-Jewish friends told me that.
What?
Two non-Jewish friends told me, hey, isn't it a Jewish holiday?
I think it's Yom Kippur. I think it's Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur? Okay. I thought Rosh Hashanah was in October.
All right, here, you know what? We could always...
I'm like, I could Google it, but my tablet battery died.
Is today a Jewish holiday? But then I'm going to read the Hasidic saying. Let's see.
I could say a Jewish prayer while we wait. Aruch Ador Anoy Eloheinu Melech Shalom.
You never made mitzvah, did you?
Oh, no, I rebelled against all my Jewishness. I made my own way in the world from the time I was born breech to this very day.
You were a breecher?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Nance. That's too funny. That's very big.
I went through life as back.
No, it is. It's Elul 5775. It's Shabbat time, Jewish practice, Jewish calendar, September 2015. Hold on. I think today is Rosh Hashanah. Today is
Rosh
Hashanah.
Yeah, I know it's a holiday.
It's sundown.
Okay.
So tomorrow is the actual holiday. So
celebrate tonight with the Seder dinner. Now we're really getting off on a tangent.
Tishrei 5776. So here's the Hasidic saying. Here it is. When you walk across the fields with your mind pure and holy, then from all the stones and all the growing things and all the animals, the sparks of their soul come out and cling to you. And then you are purified and become a holy fire in you.
Wow.
That's kind of deep, huh?
Very.
Deep, 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 deep. You know, there are seven faces of intention.
Wow. See, that was pertinent then.
There are seven faces of intention. But maybe, let's see, we have about 11 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
We could go over them quickly. The first of the seven faces is creativity. That's allowing the mind to be quiet and create exactly what you're doing in the morning, exactly what you're doing for your book in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
There's a face of kindness. There's a face of love. There's a face of beauty. Fourth of the seven faces of intention. Fifth is the face of expansion. The elemental nature of life to increase and seek more and more. So true. And then the number six is the face of unlimited abundance. Seven
Yay.
Is the face of receptivity. Kind of cool. I suppose we can, if we remember next week to do this, we could go and talk a little bit deeper about those and what they actually mean.
I'm thinking that instead of, because I mostly documented all the highlights of things just as brain joggers for the book of my past life, but maybe I need to start writing about the life I want, what that looks like. Maybe I need to start journaling that more and focus on that more.
Say that again. I'm sorry. Say it again.
If we're trying to create what we want, and we know that what you focus on is what you get, instead
right.
of focusing so much. I mean, there's a purpose in reflecting on the past, but instead of now continuing that, maybe my new practice on what do I want this next stage of my life, what does that look like? Like you talked about having an end game.
Yeah. That's another great thing to focus on in the morning, and that's where we're going to get to this visualization process.
Right.
But,
right.
You know what? If you're writing a book, you need to focus on what happened to you, because your story is so compelling. It is so compelling that
right.
it is.
Well, I've got
really
pretty much the basics of that down, so maybe that's what I needed to get out first and get that documented, and now I can move on to all this, because there's a lot of excitement coming up, so, you know.
Right. There is. So here's the deal. Anytime we want to do something, like change ourselves, change a situation, change a circumstance, you know, and I'm going to go something really superfluous and basic, like losing weight. You have to plan with the end in mind. So you have to kind of start figuring out what it is you want. So there's visualization, you know what I'm saying, and then your intention helps. They're hand in hand. They're so symbiotic. You can't have visualization without an intention. So there's an intention. And I want to, you know, and I hate to use this superfluous thing, but it's the first thing that came to my mind, and so what, it is. I want to lose 15 pounds, and I want to look like, I want my body to look like this. And I got to tell you something. I just looked at my vision board the other day, and it's so funny, because one of the things that we're looking at, I mean, I really looked at it. Instead of just glanced at it and had it be there, I took it down and I actually looked at it. One of the houses that we're very seriously still thinking and contemplating acquiring looks almost identical to one of these pictures. It was uncanny. And I gave it to Mark. I said, look at that. I go, what does this look like? And he's like, oh. I go, this is my vision board from 5 years ago. But I also have, yeah, it's pretty wild. So, but there's also a picture of body parts of what I want, you know, my abs to look like and what I want legs to look like. And in all honesty, I did those abs. I don't have them right now because it's a lot of work, but I have those abs. And it's like, oh, my gosh, I want to do that again. I want to do that again. I really feel my best when I'm like that. I know my abs help my back from not hurting. So that's why I used weight loss. So you have to go ahead and visualize the end of what you want. And, you know, you've got to use that focus word. You've got to focus, like you were saying earlier, instead of writing down all my problems, I should come in and start playing with my intention and what I want. Yeah, you really right. do need to focus in on what you want, what you are like to change, what you would like to change. And then you got to consciously make those choices. And you have to consciously make those choices on a regular basis. Because eventually but the cool thing is, we're such creatures of habit that once we consciously and continuously and purposely make those good habit choices, those start taking over, becomes embedded into the subconscious. And that
It changes the essence of what your knee jerk reaction, like I just pointed out about the weekend, about, and you know me well enough to know that I wouldn't have even had to prompt you after this person presented their situation to me of what my response would normally be in general. But since I've started all this gratitude, and I do it every day, I think that helped when this situation came up, to not go to default, but to come from a place of light and understanding of
right.
this isn't about me, it's about this person, but they're throwing their junk my way because that's
the junk
all
way,
about
really?
Them.
See. And there's something actually that I've been reading some of these really cool books. There's actually something called your cellular subconscious memory. And by you focusing on the positive. It actually, your cells, we know our cells are changing all the time. So by you doing all this positive stuff, your subconscious responsiveness is actually changing too, which is gross, which is huge, which is awesome.
Well, I almost surprised myself because I was really taking a breather, like, you know, how should I react to this situation? And obviously there's, you know, a good choice, and then there's, you know, more immature, or I just call it knee-jerk reaction, that probably 90% of the people would pick the knee-jerk reaction because it was extremely personally insulting. But even
right.
in the light of that,
oh,
I saw the bigger picture of what it really was and what it meant to me as a whole. And so this little moment that this person is having this outburst, is it really worth throwing away all this other opportunity in this bigger
right.
picture? And that's what made
me take
a second.
It really was a outburst, too. I mean, when you tell
yeah.
me what that outburst was, I mean,
it
that
was pretty
was
bad.
It's like, really? Whoa, somebody's on their high horse.
I think even you would have taken a few steps back and been like, whoa, where are you coming from?
Well, I might have said, WTF, what planet are you coming from?
Right.
No. That was, in fact, if you want to share exactly kind of what was said to you, I think that's an interesting, you don't have to use the profanity. But why don't you
no, but it was basically a confrontation of them asserting their authority by saying, hey, if you say anything out of line, you know, to me directly, I will take you outside and beat you.
And you actually, they said beat an expletive.
Yeah, I will take
right?
you out, well, and beat your blankety blank blank. Yeah. I mean, those were her exact words, like, you know, I will take you outside and beat your ass. You know, I'm like, whoa.
Oh, this is in a professional business situation.
Right. In a professional forum where they're spending a lot of money on a booth space set up, very nice, very professional, very polished, you know, and she's spieling all this polished spiel, but then to me on the side, she's saying this kind of crazy talk.
Right. Well, this is like, you know, like I have all the power here and whatever.
Right.
You know
it
what?
Was a power.
You handled great, and then you ended up being friends at the end of the day. So light
right.
always says, take out darkness. We have 1 minute and 50 seconds left in our to end this show. So it's a time to visualize. And I wanted to say something. You know, I had an appointment today for ACN. I'm still kind of struggling with the bigger picture with that. You know what I'm saying? No, the bigger picture,
right.
I'm okay. It's getting to these first goals that is a little interesting for me. But I'm going to just share something with you really quick. I went on an appointment today, you know.
Right.
There was another ACN rep there pitching this client. Already beat me to the punch, closing this person. Mike and I got there, and he knew her. And then he's like, oh, my God. And it was one of their top, like, so, you know, I don't even know, one of their higher business partners. So figure that one out. So obviously people are working this business. And it's
Yes.
So anyway, got to visualize us doing that. And any entrepreneur tips for the next 10 seconds, 9 seconds?
No, just know and think about what you're dealing with at all times as an entrepreneur and what that really is going to unfold to be, because every drop of a pebble in the water makes a ripple effect.
Okay, well, decide what you want. Create your inner movie of achieving your goal. And remember, little change happens day by day. It changes your cellular subconscious memory. That's it for this show. We'll catch you back here next Monday at 5 p.m. Central Time on Empowerment. You make it a great week, and thanks for joining us. Goodbye, Nancy. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye. See ya.